This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network, and the following program may not be suitable for young audiences.
Boy, superstar on superstar here.
Second and eight, and Prescott's going to get taken down to the 24-yard line, trying to escape, and Khalil Mack has his second sack of the night.
Defensive player of the year, and you can only hold him out for so long. This pass rush is really cranked up.
Kristen Jenbold's holding off his guy.
Here comes Mack, and he goes right around Barber.
Throw it away.
Khalil Mack and the sack back to the 40.
Well, this is not good. If you're asking your tight end to block Khalil Mack, that's not good. There's a completion out there. Someone's going to be open just find a completion.
Take to Booker. Here comes Lynch. Pick batted down nicely by Mack.
This guy is so good. I mean, this is one of the best pass rushers in football. And you just see him. He's out there on the edge knocking his ball down.
The 28.
This is an instant analysis of one of the biggest trades in Chicago Bears history, and alleluia, the draft doctor was correct. He said, get in there and get this guy. And guess what? The Bears did. Ryan Pace has traded two number one draft picks for former Oakland Raiders pass rushing specialist Khalil Mack. And yes, the draft doctor is here. And Shane, the smartest man in the bar room, is also here. I believe he was pulling for this trade too. Gentlemen, take your temperature, take your pulse, calm down just a little bit. Just a little bit. And tell me how you're feeling right now. Because I'll tell you, in the chat room, there's exclamation point after exclamation point, capital letters, and we're gonna get to our friends in the chat room first or a little later. But first, it's you guys, starting with you, Draft Dr. Phil.
Hey Phil. Phil, before you go off on this, can we talk about Cody Parkey real quick?
Dude, I prayed on this. You are barflies. You're Bears fans. You love this shit like we do. I freaking am so fired up because what does it take to win in this league? Get to the quarterback. Have a young quarterback. Have a coach that's aggressive. We talked about this all off season, and I said it on the freaking show, just in case there's young kids listening, like Riley up in Hammond. This is the move. This is the blockbuster move that you gotta make, because you know what, Aldo? You went from a top 10 defense to a top 2 defense just by this move. And what does it do? It turns the whole tides, because people don't know what the Bears offense is going to bring. They don't know. They could try to watch as much tape on Kansas City as they want, but they don't know what that offense is going to bring. And guess what? Now you got to prepare for an animal. Now you got to prepare for the best pass rusher in the league, arguably, coming off the edge. This is LT. This is what dynamic playmakers bring to the table. They make everybody better. You heard the audio. We tweeted it out when I said, you do it. You don't know what you're getting in the draft. What is Bosa going to do? You don't know. It's a guess. But we do know. We do know. So any blogging fraud out there telling you, we gave up too much. We gave up. No, that's a gamble. That's Mike North's bet. I'm not betting. I'm winning with talent. And the Bears did it. I am. If you can't tell how fired up I am, Shane Marceau called me. I thought he was a woman. He was so high on his pitch. He was so happy. I was so happy. I can't believe it happened, but I do believe it happened because Ryan Pace is fired up. You heard him. I'm fired up. He gave you clues all offseason. Me and Shane, the smartest man in the barroom, pointing it out. Look what he said here. We're not done. We're in this. Waiting in the wings to get this player, Shane. I mean, I can't be more excited because I really know how much this changes the whole dynamic of this team and this defense. Woo!
Shane Marsaw, are you feeling as excited, or are you just kind of chilling right now?
I'm a little bit numb, I'm not going to lie. Walked into the grocery store, and I'm sitting there.
Tell the story.
Little list of stuff that I needed to get, and all of a sudden this perfect stranger comes up and slaps me on my back, and he's like, yo, you boys just got Mac. And I looked at him, and I'm like, wait, what? And he goes, yo, you guys just got Mac from Oakland. And I'm like, bullshit. You're kidding me. And he's like, no, dude, I'm not kidding you. He goes, I saw you in your Bears t-shirt and your Bears hat. And he's like, you guys just got Khalil Mack. So I grabbed my phone and it just started melting. And I called Phil. And actually, I told Phil that the Bears traded Jordan Howard for Khalil Mack. And the Mack did. Phil almost had heart palpitation. So I had to mess with them a little bit. Like, they just traded Jordan Howard. But yeah.
He did.
I go back to April 2nd, 2009. When we acquired Cutler, I have that same feeling, like, holy shit, the Bears stepped up and did this. And it's, what was our, you know, last year it was the season of the quarterback. And this year, what have we talked about all offseason? Talking about that pass rush needs to get cranked up. And now Phil's worried about Leonard Floyd. Well, now everybody should be worried about Leonard Floyd because his job just got a whole lot easier. When you put a guy like Khalil Mack on the other side. And I did tweet this out. I said, you know that you made a good trade when fans within the division are tweeting out all of the negative response on the trade because you know that they're worried. I know Calculator Kent has been very prominently displayed on Twitter this morning. Liking and tweeting all of the negative. Oh, that's a lot of money. Well, yeah, good. That is a lot of money. There's going to be a lot of quarterback sacks that come with that, too. So sign me the hell up.
Well, here are some of the reactions from our folks in the chat room. George Bayless says, who do you double? You have five line and now to block and occupy Hicks, Goldman. You have five linemen to now block and occupy Hicks, Goldman, who wins against most doubles. Roy Robertson Harris, Floyd, Mack, unbelievable. Chris Armstrong says she woke up on a regular Saturday morning and thought, I should check my Twitter. Holy shit! Badge 40.
Deep thoughts with
just
Chris
think about
Armstrong.
That right there, and I got to give Matt Parsonson some credit here. He texted me when he heard the news.
Awesome.
And he said, just think about Akeem Hicks, and you look behind him, and there's Khalil Mack. On the same side. I know Dan Durkin ended up tweeting out something similar. You think about that, and this is something that we haven't seen in Chicago when, Al, you know, back since Aldo was 50 back in the mid-80s, and you know, I were just babies, and Mike North is still selling hot dogs. But, no, this is a game changer, culture changer. It's shocking. I mean, college football is really kicking off today, and this it's taking a back seat. This is really hard to put into words.
Badge 40.
I got
says,
goosebumps. I have goosebumps. It's real quick to double and piggyback
sure,
on it.
Sure.
Just think about all the time you heard about the 85 Bears, and what did they have? They had Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
They had guys that got it. You hear these guys that were on the air, Dan Hampton, McMichael comes on the air. They talk about junkyard dogs, but really, ultimately, they had freaking talent. They got it. They knew how to get after it and set the tone. Shane mentions Akeem Hicks. He's got it. We all know it. He's got it. Eddie Goldman, underrated, not appreciated by most, except in the bar room and a few other places. He's got it. Now, Shane, you hit it out of the park. Not only with your commentary about a young quarterback on a rookie deal, thus you can make a move like this, but also, what does this do for young Leonard Floyd, who everyone, we got to block him up and then, you know, take care of Kicks and then hope we can take care of Gold. Now, the whole confusion of how you're going to face a Vic Fangio defense, a Vic Fangio defense, and we haven't even talked or seen the first overall pick, Roquan Smith, involved in this. So when you talk about a dynamic move, a chess move, like I said, get the queen on the board. Get the queen on the board. The king is the quarterback. The pass rush is the queen. Khalil Mack highlights on NFL Network that he is a Chicago Bear. Now, there might be more in the trade. There might be two firsts, a third, two, seven swaps, and all this other guy. And bloggers are going to... They're going to start auditing, Shane. They're going to get the calculators out. They're going to start auditing. But if you listen to August 22nd, 2018 on Bears 100 Proof, America's number one Bears podcast, you'll hear me and Shane and Aldo pontificate on, you know what? Gambles are great. Sure things are better. I think Mikey North would be involved here and call him up and get him away from BB's cookies. Get him on the horn, because I think he'll agree that if you're getting a thoroughbred on the racetrack and you know it's a winner versus a bunch of average Joes, I think the sure bet is the one you should take.
Some of the other comments in the chat room, we've got Stacy saying the news was amazing to wake up. Badge 40 says Pace has done everything this offseason to build this organization into a winner now. Greg Braggs Jr., our man, says Merry Christmas! Stacy says rest in peace, Cousins, Rogers, and Stafford. And I do have to break in with some breaking news here. I think we have... Aaron Rodgers on the telephone. Let me see if I can plug him in here.
Hold on. Can you pull him in?
Yeah, here you are. Aaron, are you there? Aaron? Aaron, are you okay?
That's the toughest he sounded in years, though.
Aaron, when you get yourself together, well, let's talk, okay? Aaron? Aaron. Oh, okay.
Aaron.
I'm going to put Aaron on hold. Phil, you want to say something to Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron, how you feeling today? I know you got paid, but we're coming for you. Opening night. How you feeling, brother?
He's speechless.
there's a tear. I can't take it just seriously.
Is that Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Balsley?
Oh, that's hilarious. Hey,
while we're on this wonderful topic, can we finally put to rest this McCaskies are cheap narrative?
Oh, yeah.
They don't have this, and they're never gonna step this. The Bears don't have a franchise altering financial deal on their roster until today. You're gonna see quarterback type money. I'm sure it's going to be in Aaron Donald territory where this goes, and that's I'm perfectly fine with that. It's the Bears did that with Cutler, you know, and they ended up paying him. I know Mike North doesn't agree with it, but they really had to do it at the time that there was no better option for them. But this, I mean, if you guys know of one person that was sticking with Ryan Pace these last 3 years, it was this guy right here. And mm-hmm. He started out green, just like a lot of these players that he's drafted, and he's gotten better in time. He's making these strides. I think you see that with the draft. He stepped up in free agency this year. We had that glaring hole, guys. We all knew what it was. We talked about it over and over and over again. He saw this guy. He saw a crack in the door. The door was cracked open, and he just kicked that bitch in and went and got his guy. And we got to give Ryan Pace. I don't give a shit. You got to get Ted Phillips, Joey Lane, George McCaskey. These guys all deserve credit today for making this move happen.
Oh, it's huge. It's a game changer, Aldo. I know. Let's do a little crowd control or nerd control. Because when people start worrying about future endeavors, that's when businesses get lost, right? We got to deal with the here and now. If your goal in football, not just the NFL, I'm talking every level, high school, toddler, you know, Pop Warner, college, your goal isn't to say, okay, we're planning 3 years down the road. That's not your goal. The Browns are 1-31 over the last 2 years. Their goal can't be let's win in 2022. It's got to be now. You got to change tides. In the NFL, you've seen it every year. Worst to first in their divisions. Every year for the last, I believe it was 25 years. So to people saying it can't, and Detroit Lions fans talking smack and about their team that has never won a Super Bowl, can't remember when they won a playoff game, and talking smack about the Bears and the Packers, who have one-man show. They got a one-man show. So here's a team that's being built in Chicago, as Shane is pointing out. It might have taken a long time. It might have hired the wrong coach. But right now, your investment in your audit, the bloggers writing, your reps don't matter to them. Remember those guys. The asterisk is in the reps don't matter to them. To us, they do. And so does getting talent on the field, not draft picks. We can always make moves. They traded up. They got Anthony Miller when they needed a wide receiver. Everyone talked about it. What were the big needs? I said, biggest need, Al. We got to get Davenport, right? All offseason. We got to get Davenport.
Thank God that didn't happen.
But guess what? They had a plan, like Shane said, because I saw the hole. And what would help this team win is getting a young pass rusher. But that's a gamble. That's a roll of the dice on Davenport. This is not. So if you're giving away your chip, so to speak, for the here and now, then that's the kind of aggressiveness we signed up for and wanted to change. So all the people, you know, having a parade about a different kind of mentality when it comes to the preseason are, you know, you can have that opinion. But this is the kind of mentality that I believe takes you from being worse to first. It's getting the deal done to get dynamic game changers. Changers on the football field, not having an opportunity that maybe, you know, the kid from Clemson is going to be your first round pick at number 12, and he might be good someday. So Barflies and Bears fans listening into the chat, keep that in mind when you assess this or hear the negative, because they're already starting. Pro Football Talk, Greg Gabe taking shots at them, because they already start. Oh, they mortgage the future. They mortgage the future. They're mortgaging it. Ryan Pace is losing his job. Have we heard this before? Tariq Cohen, Adam Shaheen lost his job. Mitch Trubisky after that draft turns out to be a great draft, right? We've heard this. Stay in the lane. Know that this is an organization, to Shane's credit, McCaskey's, the pro personnel side. Thank you, Chucky. Thank you, Chucky, for coming back to the Raiders and knowing that you're going to sign all these veterans and do all these things, and the world and everything came together, Shane, just as we had prayed. I mean, I love this football team, the Bears, the blue, orange, and white. So the jersey matters to me. So when you get great players in there, and it's funny, Shane, just thinking like you, there is no 52 out there. There's no 52 out.
I already told my son, I said, Riley, Daddy, is he really good? And I said, guess what, buddy? I'm ordering your number 52 Khalil Mack jersey today. I promise.
There you go. I might have to do the same thing. It is goosebumps here in Connecticut in the Etosian house. My family is all jacked up because Daddy's running around, pacing the floor, stepping on Legos, high-fiving them. What happened? We got Mac. Return of the Mac.
You guys want a little breaking news out, though? You want me to pop in here?
Do we have the drop?
Go ahead, pop in.
Okay.
Breaking news.
Adam Schefter tweeted out, the most an NFL team has surrendered for a defensive player is when the Minnesota Vikings traded a one two threes and a swap of fives to the Chiefs for defensive end Jared Allen. The Bears trade for Khalil Mack, when it gets done, will top that, making it the most an NFL team has ever surrendered for a defensive player.
Well, I got a tweet here that's even better in the breaking news category. Bruce Irvin, the outside linebacker for the Raiders, the 30-year-old outside linebacker. And cover your ears, little one. He just tweeted out, "No fucking way!"
Because he knows his job just got harder out there, right?
Yes, it did.
Are you sure that's just not a reaction to the news that the Bills just got Corey Coleman now, though?
Shane,
does Aaron Lynch make this team?
Yeah, really?
Oh, there's some more breaking news. Aaron Lemming expects Khalil Mack to make the 53. That just came across the wires.
You ball busters, you. Hey, Shane, what do we know as of now about the deal? It's two number one draft picks, but there's word that there may be a player or two involved. Is this what we're hearing?
I think initially that's what came out. It seems like right now it's trending towards the two number ones, and there'll be other picks involved, but it's likely going to be a pick swap in the later rounds. You know, like maybe the Raiders give the Bears a fifth and the Bears give them a sixth or something like that. So it's going to be real interesting to see how it unfolds.
Well, if it's bigger than that, Shane, because how many thirds go back to that Schefter tweet with Jared Allen? Look what Jared Allen did for the Vikings. Now, you know, the Vikings are the Vikings. They are 0-4 in a Super Bowl. But if you think that Jared Allen didn't change the dynamic of that team.
Oh, instantly.
I mean, come on. And the one thing about this position, we got to get into it. This is a position, and I've said it many times before, that is easy to train. He doesn't have to get in the playbook. You know what he has to get in? The quarterback's ass. That's what he's got to do. That's it. So come Sunday night, Khalil Mack's out there, and he'll probably on a limited snap count. Maybe he won't be, but I'm guessing, Aldo, he'll probably be on a limited one, and he's going to go after the quarterback.
That's all you want. That's all you want him to do. He's not being brought here to drop into coverage. It's Aaron. See number 12 and go break his collarbone. It's that simple. I'm not trying to sound rude, but it's Phil, you and I talked about this yesterday as a precursor to this trade. You could see it and feel it when Ryan Pace was talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
He had that boyish little grin, and then he brought up right then, pass rushers are different. When you're talking about Roquan being the quarterback of the defense, he's got to make the calls and all that. Khalil Mack is not worrying about any of that, and he's got an all-pro talent right there in front of him that's going to make his life easier. Let's not forget about Eddie Goldman right there. He's got those two horses. Like, this he doesn't just bring what we need. He makes every single player on this defense. Jonathan Bullard just became a better player today, just because of this acquisition. Everybody did. Roquan Smith's job just got a lot easier as a rookie signal caller in the middle of the defense. What do we see?
Absolutely great point.
Vic Fangio likes to deploy these inside linebackers to the quarterback. Well, now you have Leonard Floyd and Khalil Mack on each side of Roquan Smith and Danny Trevathan and Nick Kwiatkowski. It's the avenues that this one move has opened up. I mean, I made the comment in the chat room, Aldo. Our draft show for 2019 is going to be about 12 minutes long now. I'm totally fine with that.
Thank God.
Danny Shiven, we'll see you in 2022.
Yeah, Danny Shiven's job just got a lot easier.
Bring back Phil Rainey.
That's hilarious. Well, I got to tell you, at about 2 or 3 a.m. this morning, I posted a story called Huge Cost of Trading for Khalil Mack, because I'm reading all these reports how the Packers were the number one team in line to pull this trade. The signing of Aaron Rodgers, his contract was actually structured in a way that would give the Packers room to add another $100 million type contract to the team. And in 2013, Rodgers' contract was extended and Clay Matthews' contract was extended, and they put a lot of money on the books in 2013 with those two superstar players from the opposite side of the ball. So I'm thinking to myself, Ryan Pace cannot allow the Packers to acquire Khalil Mack, so he's got to step it up. And here is another reason I thought that the Packers might come in and swoop Mack, was because they have two 2019 first-round draft picks, and so that might have been appealing to Gruden. So I said to myself, Pace has got to package his next two first-round draft picks and maybe throw in a player or two, and the Raiders are in need of running backs, tight ends, and wide receivers. And so I started throwing names around like Taylor Gabriel, Ryan Nall, and even Jordan Howard's name was thrown into the list.
Don't do that, Aldo. You get my heart up.
If Ryan Pace believes that Ryan Nall and Tariq Cohen and Taquan Mizell and Benny Cunningham could suffice for this year as the number one running back, then maybe Howard gets thrown into the deal, and in return, you send a two number one still, but maybe you get a number two back as part of the package. I was just speculating on all this stuff in this article. But the headline is that Ryan Pace did it, like you said, Phil, like you said, Shane. He pulled the trigger on a deal that had to be made because it crippled the Packers' plans of getting better. That defense over there in Green Bay is in trouble, and now Aaron Rodgers is in trouble because this Bears defense is truly back to the monsters of the Midway. Hey, the cricket is here,
the
everybody.
Cricket!
Yeah. He's here. I know we got to. I made the phone call to the pest guy. He's going to be coming Tuesday.
No, we love the cricket. Don't kill the cricket.
He's that motherfucker's getting killed. Yeah. all of his little babies too, hopefully. He's driving me crazy.
We have a new record in the chat room. We've got over 100 listeners.
There you go. The boys in navy blue and orange and white, the Barflies are uniting, Aldo, huh?
Thank you, Bears Girl, and all the other Barflies for getting the word out that we are live here on MixLR, and this show will be available in podcast format a little later. And keep with us at Bears Barroom on Twitter and our Facebook page, because we will be tracking what's going on with other player personnel moves throughout the day, as today at 3 p.m. Central is when the team needs to announce their 53-man roster. And we know that that's usually still in flux after 3 p.m., but definitely there will be some interesting names being cut today, especially now with the acquisition of Khalil Mack. Phil, what does this do to the roster? Can you see anything immediate in terms of how the Khalil Mack acquisition impacts some of these players? I mean, I still think Aaron Lynch is a part of this team, right?
I don't know, Aldo. Here's a guy that didn't play one snap. Now, I remember Tracy Porter came here with the Fox. He didn't play any. I didn't see him making the roster. Came in, played in that first game. He actually had a great season and earned a contract. So there is past history and precedence for a player sitting out and then coming and making an impact, unlike
Phil,
no other. But
Phil,
yeah.
A little more breaking news here, not to cut you off. I'm sorry about
breaking
that.
Ian
Rappaport. Ian Rappaport just tweeted out, the Bears have permission to negotiate a deal with star Khalil Mack, and that has been ongoing since last night. They are the one team willing to go where the Raiders needed them to go. This is happening. And I got to give a shout-out to Kieran at Power Sports Hall. And this is a great point.
One of our writers.
Yep, one of our
Bears
writers
Barroom.
From Bears Barroom. This is probably the best tweet that I've seen today. And he said, so the Bears are trading two first-round picks for Khalil Mack, and people will end up complaining. Let's not forget the New Orleans Saints traded two first-round picks for the right to trade up for Marcus Davenport. Just think about
exactly.
It.
Exactly. How about exactly.
That? Yep. Great tweet.
That's
great
my tweet, point. Karen. I was right there with you, Karen, because, listen, Aldo, anybody worth their grain and salt. I know we joked all offseason, and Aldo, to his credit, played a character, to be perfectly honest, in the guard talk and how we played that for entertainment. That's what we do here. We break chops. We go where no one else will go, and that's telling the truth on frauds and narrative writers and manipulative to get clicks. That's what this is about. And we also bring it like nobody else, right, Shane? I dare anybody to show the kind of information that you're getting out of Bears Barroom anywhere else. This isn't a blog, folks. Last time I checked, audio is not blogging, okay? Yeah. So here we are now talking about something we've talked about for weeks in the Mac trade, as well as the importance, to the original point, of pass rusher. Second only to the quarterback. So if you're trading up to secure Mitchell Trubisky and the drama and all that happened, they're, I'm just warning you, and you guys are tremendous, the over 100 of you listening in and the thousands that download these podcasts every week. You guys are tremendous because you not only repeat what we say, but some of you mothers actually take what we say and take it as your own. At least freaking give Shane or Phil or Aldo credit. Anyway, the pass rushing position is worthy of the choices given away. And when you get a known commodity, come on, guys, this changes the tide. So the narrative is going to be, did they give away too much? Did they give away? Now, a coach called me right after Shane. My phone is blowing up. It's blowing up now. I had to put mute and keep sending the voicemail. But a coach called me. He's like, Phil, did they give a player away? And I said, oh, I hope not, because Shane had just joked about Jordan Howard. He's like, what if they give Akeem Hicks for this guy? I go, that would really upset me. I just want to put that out there. If you're giving away that kind of talent, opposite what Aldo was, you know, I don't know if you use ticks in your article because I didn't get to read it yet, Aldo. I apologize. But it's okay. If you did, that would kind of set you back from what it is, cars that Shane was talking about, because of the dynamic that these two together, you know, remember Clyde Simmons and you had Brown and Reggie White, what kind of defense that Philadelphia Eagles team had. Same with Richard Dan Hampton, Otis Wilson. You had the Trace Armstrong coming in again with Dent. That double-edged sword on both sides of the football, we haven't had that, guys. I can't remember. So if Leonard goddamn Floyd has every opportunity now to become the man, the sidekick, the Robin to Batman. And I will freaking take it so gladly. Just like you said, Shane, now his job becomes easier. Because I'll tell you right now, if he explodes onto the football scene because of Mac's presence, this defense, you're not only, dare I say it, I will. Because truthfully, defense wins championships. It's cliche because it's true. But running games get you there. So Jordan Howard and this spread-type offense and him going downhill and absolutely destroying people because you're getting short fields because Mac and company are creating turnovers. Your whole secondary got better. Kyle Fuller and Prince. Are you kidding me? So what this does for this football team, it propels them into a playoff caliber team because you went from a top 10 defense to a top 2 just by this move. And that's why you give away draft capital for this guy. And let me say this, Mark Schofield, Bears Hour Live, last Monday night, great show. Everybody loved it. Mark's quote, you got to move heaven and earth to get this kind of football player. If I'm a GM, I'm going to move heaven and earth. I absolutely agreed with him. Look where we are. Mark is ready to come on the show to talk about Mac coming to Chicago. Because let's be honest, guys, this is big time. This is big time. We're not hyping this up. This isn't meatball land. This is reality land, and football reigns supreme. This is tremendous.
Dustin Reagan Padilla says that he is ready to run through a brick wall right with you, Phil. And let's see what our guy here has to say.
Come meet me at Portillo's.
And let's get it on!
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Right.
Unbelievable. The amount of comments, great comments that we're getting in the chat room. I wish I could read every single one of them, but we just don't have the time. Sarah Riley says, watching the T-heads try and justify how things aren't going to change on Twitter is like the cherry on top. Totally agree with you, Sarah, on those cheeseheads. The cheese is melting right on top of their heads, and now this team, and they are going to suck and stink. Brandon Janoski, I'd give up 4 first-round picks and my soul for Khalil Mack. Well, Brandon, hopefully we won't have to give away anybody's soul, but yeah, I kind of agree with you that at this point of, I mean, maybe this is total jubilation on my part, but at this point, giving up whatever you got to give up to get Khalil Mack just is making so much sense as long as the Packers don't get him. Frankie Myers says that Leonard Floyd can finally play that right outside linebacker position instead of being forced into the strong side rush, and that makes sense. George Bayless says that Floyd doubles his sack count this season, even with a club in his hand, because Mack is just going to be so disruptive out there. Chris Armstrong says you've got Hicks and Mack on one side, Floyd on the other, and Roquan blitzing up the middle, showing. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So, Shane, clearly this is going to be a mystery offense and mystery defense that the Green Bay Packers are going to line up against on Sunday night, opening night. I mean, this has to be the biggest Bears-Packers match since I don't even want to talk about it that much, but since that collapse, you know, the Chris Conte
game. The NFC Championship.
Oh, gosh, let's not even go there. But this Packers-Bears game is probably going to break ratings records for Sunday Night Football.
Oh, absolutely.
Wasn't Cutler's regular season debut versus the Packers?
I believe you're right.
And I think he threw like 3 interceptions in his debut.
Why are you going there? We're celebrating. Cheers! That's for Poobah.
Comparing Cutler to this trade a little
too much. Well, it is. It's just as big, though. You know, you're talking about Cutler was coming off a Pro Bowl. You're talking about a defensive player of the year here with Khalil Mack coming to Chicago. I think it's very relevant to compare the two trades. I mean,
I know what you're saying. Yeah. We just got to put it in perspective because we got some bloggers that might write a story about what you're saying.
I think we should talk about, you know, Ryan Pace has some fucking brass balls, guys.
Oh yeah.
One spot up to go get his quarterback, Trubisky. I mean, you're seeing him. This is just enormous. This one here. I mean, with the draft compensation, but this is, let's not forget about, you know, how young Ryan Pace is. And like I said, he was a little green when he started out. But this is a guy that to me is starting to stack talent. You hear him say that, you know, he stripped this entire roster down. And
think where it started, Shane. It started with transitioning Kyle Fuller. Like,
exactly.
He kept Vic Fangio in-house and hired a new coach. Everything we wanted or said, yo, you need to do this by this game plan, this blueprint, Aldo. We covered it. It's all there on Sandy Tom's computer with the history of what we said. And Ryan Pace did it, to Shane's point. I hate to cut you off, but it started with Kyle Fuller. You keep corners, because what do corners do? They make you and allow you to be aggressive defensively. Everyone wants Vic to be aggressive. Well, he kept 2 corners that he was comfortable with. In fact, he's going out of his way to praise Prince Amukamara and Kyle Fuller. Now you got the 2 safeties on the back end. I know some bloggers and podcasters don't like Adrian Amos, okay? But other night, I pointed out a play. Guy coming up in the alley, whiffs. It goes for 62 yards, and everyone's complaining. Well, those are the things that safety needs to get done, and it does. He secures all these pieces up to get to the point where the biggest hole on the roster and the biggest complaint I had was not getting a pass rusher. Aaron Lynch on the sideline with his porn stash wasn't enough, and I was worried about it. This is the home run seal of the deal. You got an inside linebacker as instinctive and athletic as any I've seen coming out of the draft since I can remember. To add to that, young buck, this elite pass rusher, maybe the second best defensive player in football next to Aaron Donald. That, to me, guys, is Ryan Pace saying a big F you to Matt Miller and his executives and Bridges and the blog talking about reps. I think this is dynamic for Bears fans. A culture change is happening in front of our eyes. An aggressiveness and a narrative that can't be written anymore, even though Pro Football Talk is trying to.
John Fox, who is now an analyst, has called in. Let's get his reaction to this deal.
He goes out for a long. Imagine him at a toll booth when he has no money. what is the toll person? $7.50, please. I'm Coach.
At the McDonald's drive-thru, that'll be $3.47. I'm looking for two pennies.
I got change here somewhere.
Unbelievable. All right, check this out. Greg Gabriel tweets out, Bears get Mac and are now instant NFC North contenders, if not favorites.
Absolutely.
But Dan Durkin doesn't quite agree. He says, if this tweet was in 2019 or 2020, yeah, I might agree.
I agree with Durkin. I don't think this instantly makes them. I mean, they have the ability to be that, obviously. I don't think.
Oh, I totally agree with Greg. Yeah. I'm totally against you, Shane, here.
This is all going to come down to how Mitch adjusts to the new offense. Being the guy, that's going to be the impetus that's going to get us there. That's my take on it. Yes, Khalil Mack is obviously a big part of it. But at the end of the day, if the quarterback doesn't come through for us, yes, the defense is obviously improved. The running game is there. But for them to be contenders, this is going to have to be the Mitch Trubisky show in my book. I mean, he's going to have to take that next step. They're on their way, absolutely. But if I was putting down money, I'm still with Durkin that 19 is more of a set in stone thing for me than saying that this absolutely, because I mean Gabriel said contenders if not the lead dog, I think, in that tweet, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's bold. I understand it. I mean, this is a huge move, but like I said, if I'm doing my Mike North advantage and laying down some cash, put my money where my mouth is.
Good promo.
I'm going to say that it's 19 is more of a given than 18 is.
Hold on. We're going to go three rounds on this. That was your opening first round, Shane.
Let me.
Now we're going to go to Phil. You got 60 seconds. Okay. So when you hear this. All right, when you hear the boxing bell, you've got to stop. No punching after the bell, okay? So go.
I'm going to try. I'll do my John Buffon best.
Okay, go.
So here's Shane answered his own doubt in his comment. I think he's taking a safe approach where I'm going to tell you in football world and in coach speak, we don't know what the offense is because we haven't seen it. So the difference in aggressiveness and based on what you saw last year and what Mitch can do well, I believe, is going to show up. Now, you have the running game. It's not just a running game. You got an elite NFL back there who's going to have seven in the box, sometimes six, and he is going to blow up. Thus, he was my first pick in fantasy because I know what's going to happen because he's that good, folks. And that, my friends, everyone's worried about the pass. We're going to pat. Nope, it's going to start, and if you're smart, the head coach is going to know it starts with the run game, and then you throw in a great defense and an improved special teams. Let me say something. In this preseason, I've seen a special teams minus Parkey, who's been inconsistent, and to Shane's point, is very valid, but I've seen an improved special teams, and I think those three things, the running game, the defense, and special teams, along with the unknown and simplistic rules of football, is going to make this team a contender immediately.
Okay, Rocky.
He just heard the bell because I just knocked his ass out.
No.
All right, Rocky,
Shane's playing like AJ McCarron, and I'm playing like Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah. No, I think they're well on their way. I think to call them the favorite in the division is.
I think that's to be clear, Aldo, the favorite in the division. There is no favorite in the division. In my mind, there isn't. This is what it makes. It makes you have a thoroughbred now. You have a defense that's a thoroughbred and a running back who might be underrated, might be overlooked, but I start to hear a groundswell. You heard Kyle Brandt on the broadcast this past weekend talking about how great Jordan Howard. We're not used to that.
Go at it, guys. Go at it.
So I'm telling you, Jordan Howard Cut is me, going Nick. To Cut help me. This Cut fucking me, thing. This is going to just help this football team. You have to be aware how important that running game is, Shane. And that defense is going to help Mitch Trubisky immensely. This one move. You're scared of Minnesota or Green Bay?
I wasn't scared of Minnesota. No.
Exactly.
We've had that talk.
I think you're right with Greg saying they're the top or the however he worded it, but I don't think you're right that they're not there. Dan Durkin taking a scared approach to it. I think this, you're all in. You're all in for a reason. You're trying to win the division.
Is this roster better than the roster the LA Rams put out there last year?
I think so. I think so.
There's no Gurley on the team. I know you love Jordan Howard, but Gurley
I think Jordan Howard's just as good as Gurley.
Okay.
Just as good.
Shane, you want
you know what? That stat came out, Shane, real quick, about miles per hour and how many long runs. Jordan Howard's right there with Mr. Gurley.
Yes.
And what that is, guys, is when they have a technological device on their bodies to recognize how fast they're able to run on a football field. Jordan Howard was second by one tenth of a mile per hour to Mr. Gurley on the football field. So that shows you at 238 pounds, Jordan Howard is freaking moving. Like, the tape doesn't lie. He might not have that long speed, but he's got that distant, that right. Short quickness, distance speed. He gets up and he gets into secondary a lot.
Go back to our show when we had Cap on. I had some stats on there that was comparing Tower to, you know, when they're saying Natalie.
Yes, he did.
And he had numbers that were right there. But getting back to your Rams, although it's a great, you know, comparison because, I mean, the Rams have, they're a year ahead of us. In this, so, but the potential, and the thing about it is with the Rams, yes, they got Aaron Donald locked up, and Dominican Sue. Let's not forget he's on a 1 year deal; he could be gone.
Sue wasn't there last year, so he's talking about last year. So what do they got? Who did they have? Think about their roster. So
they had
Sue
Quinn, that Robert Quinn was their pass rusher, and they ended up
exactly. Is Mac him. Better than Quinn, Shane?
Oh, geez, oh yeah. It's not even right, so, not even remotely
let me,
close.
Let's go through it real quick. But Al, gonna, to pull up some of the roster. Okay. Akeem gonna, Hicks, Eddie oh. Goldman. They yeah. have Aaron Donald. They got one guy on that. And Robert Quinn's a good – I love Robert Quinn, but he's yeah. not Mac. So I think the Bears versus last year's, to your point, Aldo, this roster talent-wise, just on the defensive line, Roy Robertson-Harris is going to be
a
fucking star, guys. I'm telling – the tape doesn't – Jonathan Bullard should be tying shoes on the sideline, clean cleats. If he's starting, I have a lot of questions. I just want to get it out there. I've said it. He was my dark horse all offseason. He's proving it. He is a threat on the five technique as a pass rusher. And John Jenkins playing that five got me excited, Shane. He can yeah. give you reps at the nose for Eddie and give him rest. And give rest to Akeem Hicks that didn't happen. So, dude, I'm excited about this defense. You know, we haven't even seen Roquan Smith. Is exactly. Roquan better than their inside backer, Shane?
Yeah, oh, no doubt their inside backer that they ended
traded
up
him. They what traded was his name? Ogley? Oh.
Yeah, it was Ogletree. Yeah,
Ogletree.
Alec Ogletree, yeah. yeah.
So,
and, you know, Phil, the thing about it is what's funny is, like, not to go back to what we talked about earlier with the pass rush, where are the Bears' sacks going to come from? But yet, even last year with the banged up group that we put out there, Vic Fangio worked his magic, and we were seventh.
That's a great point.
You know, and hopefully, if you get Floyd cranked up, you're going to get Akeem Hicks out there, motivated, healthy, Eddie Goldman, Roquan Smith being deployed from the inside.
Danny Trevathan.
Danny Trevathan. And I haven't even mentioned Khalil Mack yet. See what I'm saying? You know,
how fired up is Kyle Long?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know,
are we worried about Kyle Long being a part of this trade?
No, I'll tell you why. Because right now, the Raiders team is very strong in the offensive line. Their only problem, really, is that they've moved Penn over to right tackle from the left tackle, and the veteran has had some missteps in making that transition, and he's coming off of an injury. So unless John Gruden wants Kyle Long to play right tackle, which I doubt, I don't think Kyle Long is a part of this trade based on my research. So
right.
I think they're looking for wide receivers, running backs, and tight ends. Those are the huge needs for this team, for this Raiders team.
Hey, Aldo, real quick,
Zen Vicious says that a Raider fan tweeted out, "We literally just traded a $100 million winning lottery ticket for more lottery tickets with a max payout of $100,000 each that haven't been scratched off yet." Awesome!
Exactly how it's perfect analogy.
Yep.
That's the perfect analogy. Thank you for sharing that.
That was awesome.
Damn, so, I forgot my freaking points that I wanted to make.
What is something that we're always worried about with this Bears team? We've heard everybody say availability is the best ability. And in Khalil Mack has played all 64 games in his career. And that's something that can't be, you know, forgotten about. He's a guy that's going to be there every single week. And he's a veteran, you know, 27 years old. So he's been around the best in the league. You know, he's an All-Pro, Defensive Player of the Year, going to the Pro Bowl. That right there, he's going to be the type of guy that can take a Leonard Floyd under his wing and say, "Hey, you know, this is watch what I'm doing. You know, I'm up at the mountaintop. I've been there. I've been Defensive Player of the Year. You have all this potential. You need to step up your game." And Phil, you and I talked about this a couple of days ago, just talking about sports in general. We've all been there in high school, college sports, everything. You can think you're the man, and when somebody gets brought in that's better than you.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
That motivates you to say, "Hey, I'm going to try to be even better because I don't want people talking about this guy." That's going to – I mean, everybody on the defense can look at that. This has
absolutely
that are under the radar that you have to look at too, where it's the money. That's the cap is going up, like Phil said, and we've always talked about. Don't worry
always
about
said this.
The fucking money. Don't worry about that. It's there. Mitch is under contract, and that's going to be the next.
The cap is always going up.
Yeah.
It's America's sport. It's the number one watched television show 77 weeks out of the year, if there are 77 weeks, or 77 shows.
I love Bill Street Blues. If you ever seen Bill Street Blues?
Yeah.
It's a great show.
But to Shane's point, I said to Shane, I go, Shane, what do you think this does to Leonard Floyd's mentality that this guy's coming in? If he is anything that we've heard that he is, this competition puts a bottle rocket in his ass, and all of a sudden, not only is he competing, but he's learning from maybe the best guy in the NFL at doing it. I compared this guy to Lawrence Taylor when he was coming out. I was laughed at because he was from Buffalo, but I really saw that striking power and that quickness to bend around that tackle a la Richard Dent. And LT, and to get that and teach that and watch it every day being done by, as Shane said, someone who's never going to sit out because of an owie, that he lives for this sport, that can't be bought. That can't – the price of that alone is immense. Players will talk about being around greatest players and how much their game improved because of it. That right here can help a Leonard Floyd, like the Barfly said, double up his sacks from where he was. Maybe stay on the field, learn the Khalil Mack, get calloused up, and be out there all the time. And one other point, Shane, I know Arthur Arkish wanted us to sign Reed from San Francisco at safety to improve over Adrian Amos. But to the haters of our safety, as well as Eddie Jackson, how much does this pass rush now throw a few floaters across the middle? Because it isn't just about getting home, Aldo. It's about pressuring and making quarterbacks do things they don't want to do off time. So those balls start flying, and now Fuller, Amukamara, and those two safeties can now react to the football and come away with what you've been complaining about, and that's turnovers.
My audio is down. Totally agree with that assessment. How about some more comments from the chat room? George Bayless, I think I mentioned this one before. Leonard Floyd doubles his sack count.
Yes.
Justin Littu, can't believe they did this. They prove they think they can win soon. They prove they really believe in Mitch. You don't make this deal if you don't think that Mitch is a future stud. How true is that? Badge 40 says Rogers woke up and his collarbone was already shaking. folks are, this from Chris Armstrong, folks are up in arms about two first rounders. While those picks should be in the 20s, low 20s, how many top pass rushers are drafted in the 20s? Let's put the mic next to that cricket there. Monster Mike equates Aldon Smith with Khalil Mack. Justin Smith is Hicks. Trevathan is Bowman. And Roquan Patrick Willis. Yes, that's some apt comparisons. And B. Diddy says he feels like he's taking Blue Chew without taking the Blue Chew. That's how excited he is.
That's good. That's good.
That is.
That's exactly awesome. The Navy Blue Chew we should change it to.
I love it.
I think I might have a new song, Diddy, inspired by you. If you think I'm not going to be ready for 100 proof with a Khalil Mack song, you're selling a bridge in Arizona, Shane, I think. Let's be ready for that.
Yeah. Hey, I am going to bring in Beersgo here shortly because we've got some really exciting news to announce regarding something that she's been working on and a lot of you barflies out there have been saying. Can we get a hat? Can we get a t-shirt? Can we get something to represent Bears Barroom. And I'm dialing Bears girl up now, who is busily working up in Toronto, Canada. I think she's been working all night long. And let's see.
Hopefully she's designing a Khalil Mack t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Ideas for a Mack t-shirt, something that would say Mack t-shirt. We're soliciting ideas right now. Bears girl, are you there?
I am here.
There she is.
I'm here in Bears Barroom swag and my Monsters of the Midway hat. Did we break some news today or something? Is something going on?
No, we're just talking about Cody Parkey missing field goals.
Okay. Got it.
Bears girl, welcome, and thank you for all your behind-the-scenes work to help launch this Instant Analysis show. But you've also been doing some very important work. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Ryan Pace is apparently busy all night getting Khalil Mack to the Bears, and I have been busy all night activating over 100 items in the Bears Barroom swag shop, and it is open for business, people. So you can head over to bearsbarroom.com. You will see a merchandise category in our header bar. Click that and you can search by style, you can search by show, you can search by whatever the heck you want and buy as much as you want.
Buffon 55 hoodie, 2XL, on its way to Southwest Indiana, baby.
Tell us about some of the items. I'm sorry.
We have hats. So we have two kinds of Bears Barroom hats. We have the neon logo on black. We have a white and orange logo on a navy hat. We also introduced winter hats, so you can get a toque for the winter season, which is just around the corner when you're at Soldier Field or any of the other places that the Bears play. You will find limited edition Barfly t-shirts. They are limited edition because they will sell out, and you can find them in a multitude of colors for both men and women. You will find a Bear Ball Washer t-shirt. That is also a limited edition t-shirt, and it is available in men's. And I did include
I included a ladies
Bear Ball Washer. I'm not sure how many we're going to sell, but
I think that'll be the hottest seller right there.
Can I get you a bear fan in that, please?
Yeah, can I get my wife one of those, too?
Is there a smartest man ball washer? That'd probably be a hot one.
So, we also have Bears Barroom Neon Sign Swag, Bears Our Live Swag, Buffon 55 Swag, North Advantage Swag, and of course 100 proof swag. But we're not stopping there.
What do you mean, Bears girl?
We have more limited edition t-shirts that will be released every couple of weeks. We do have a smartest man t-shirt that's out there. We do have a blowing smoke t-shirt that's in the works.
Oh, Diddy's gonna buy that one, I'll tell you.
A baloney pony t-shirt that is in the works. We have several ideas that we are working on that will be releasing in the weeks to come. So stay tuned for that.
I need a real quick t-shirt sent to Scotland to my boy Sandy Tom.
What about
international
orders? Yeah, so
the thing with going international is it won't be real quick. Although it probably would get there faster than you finish your thought.
And did you tell them about the Bears Barroom Bibles that we're putting out for Ronaldo?
No, there are no Bears Barroom Bibles. I'm sorry. And I know that a lot of you want.
I love you, my friend.
I know a lot of you want other things other than apparel, so bear with us. We are launching our apparel line first. Like I said, there's over 100 items, 2 pages worth of material, and when you combine color, style, logo, and size, there's almost 400 items available to you. So go buy that shit first, and then we can introduce things like mugs and phone cases and pillows and whatever else you guys want.
Shot glasses.
Shot glasses are on my list. They're coming.
I want to blog a song release party.
I'm sorry, you both had a comment there. I didn't catch either.
Go ahead, Shane, first.
I'd like to know when the Bears Barroom Passion Party is.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, so I'm going to say never.
I'm just here for the orgy.
We need a... We represent Bears Barroom reps, not the blog reps. Can we get that shirt and have a CD with the single in it?
We'll take it under consideration.
All right. That was from Greg. That was from Greg Gabriel.
Some more breaking news, BG. The Bears blog was pissed off about $75 for preseason games.
Yeah, I saw that. I told them to sit the fuck down and stay in their basement. Yeah,
those prices just quadrupled after the Khalil Mack trade.
I guess they can go watch in their mama's basement.
You notice how he went quiet on all his Hallis Hall sources and all that? Nobody told him about this trade. I guess he wasn't listening this
week. Actually, his quote earlier today, breaking news, was, "I don't know what to say."
No shit.
That's a real tweet. He might have deleted it by now, but that is a real tweet.
That's a great
one. It's like Cricket Wireless right now.
He doesn't know what to say. Get a Cricket t-shirt, PG.
Yeah.
You know what? I will put that in round two. You guys keep coming up with the ideas. We will work with our graphic designers, and I will keep doing what I do to add it to our shop.
All right.
And Barflies, send me your t-shirt ideas because I love the Bears Barroom fan base, the Barflies, and their creativity. I'm getting songs written.
What I'm wearing.
I'm getting songs written and DM to me. I'm like, I don't even know this song. Oh, here's the YouTube. I'm getting a bunch of things because you guys bring it. You love the shows. We keep it 100. Bears girl bringing the swag is just the cherry on top of this day, Al, though.
The best part was we were going to launch just before the roster was announced around noon today. That was going to be a breaking news. Alden and I were going to record some audio and release that just as a quick little clip, not an actual podcast. And Khalil Mack stole my thunder, but it's all good. We have you guys here, over 100 of you in the chat room listening, and it is the perfect time to announce that we are open for business.
Hey, can we give a shout out to the Green Bay Packers? They wanted Kyle Fuller. They wanted Vic Fangio. They wanted Khalil Mack. And we got all fucking three of them.
Aldo, I have one producing Phil favor.
Absolutely.
There's a certain song I need to hear right now on this show.
What it is.
Return of the Mac.
Wait. I got breaking news.
Breaking news. No, breaking news.
Breaking news. We have our first order from Sandy Tom across the pond.
Sandy!
Bears Barroom history. Return of the Mac is actually, it was recorded in England. That would go perfect. Yeah. Even though Sandy's in Scotland.
Sandy, shout out to you. Phil will have that boxed up and sent to your house in San Francisco in about 10 minutes.
That is awesome. We also have breaking news. Somebody in the chat room told us that the Bears have announced the release of offensive lineman. Where is it? I lost it. Brandon Green.
Oh.
Brandon Green.
He saw the former Bama tight end.
That ruins my day. God damn it.
Yes. Honestly, top three song for me in my life. Just feel it, peeps. We're coming to the top of the hour. You're listening to Bears Barroom Radio. This is Draft Dr. Phil. And this is Return of the Mac. As I said, a story told. Baby, now I got the flow. Cause I know it from the start.
Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had it done again. Chrissy Armstrong just placed an order. Thank you, Chrissy Armstrong. Ryan Bow just placed an order. Thank you. Johnny Luna just placed an order. Thank you.
Why? Where's Trey Busy? This is popping off right here. This is Chi-Town.
Yeah, where is Trey?
Did you call his union?
Maybe too much steak and whiskey last night.
Sheriff's Girl's on fire today.
Sheriff's Girl has not fucking slept a wink. I've been up all night.
You should have seen her last night. She and I were talking about the swag shop, and she was like, shut up. I'm working on this. Leave me alone.
Pretty much. Pretty fucking much.
Thank you so much. I love that song.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was a must play at my wedding because my wife originally didn't like that song, Aldo. I'm like, what?
What?
We can't get married. It has to be at our wedding. I love that song.
Yeah, that's
And here it is on the, I believe, at a crossroads day for this franchise. This is the man, the Mac, is in the house. I am fired up, Aldo. What a way. Swag shop. People buying, you're getting live reports. People are buying swag as barflies. Go in there, check it out. Do what you can. Support the family, support the cause. Go out there. I'm getting the stuff. I'm coming to Chicago. I'm going to be rocking the gear with my boy. I'm going to videotape. We're going to get this filmed, Aldo. My first hug with Aldo Gandhi. I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to keep my neck bold, head up so I don't get fined, and lift Aldo off the ground. I can't wait. I'm so excited about this season.
Hey, let me tell
Shane,
you something,
it's like
Phil.
Christmas.
Phil, let me tell you something. Please, before the hug, strap down that 8-inch cock of yours, okay? Rich Cimini on Twitter says, players traded for two first-round picks since 1986, Jay Cutler, Ricky Williams, Kashin Johnson, Joey Galloway, Jeff George, Herschel Walker, Fred Young, Eric Dickerson, and Jim Everett, per ESPN Stats Info. What a list! Khalil Mack is going to provide more dividends than maybe all of those players put together. How about a Super Bowl, baby?
Yeah, and you know what? He's a pass rusher.
Yep.
And so a lot of those guys are quarterbacks, are running backs. You remember the famed Herschel Walker trade. You know, that's just like to take down the tone and the confetti to stop. Mm-hmm. Because he's trying to make a point that hold up, you know, some of these guys. Well, Eric Dickerson's in the Hall of Fame. So I cannot equate this to past. Because if you're going to sit all off season and write stories about this is the modern NFL and this is a passing league and this, that, guess what? What becomes the highest priority in a passing league? The quarterback and the guys that are going to stop him. So, bravo Bears. You know, always negative. This is a positive. This is Swag Shop Saturday with BG. And this is... I just can't. This is Return of the Mac. That's going to be my song coming in Tuesday night for 100 Proof because we are going to be getting ready for our opening day versus our most heated rival, Aldo, the dreaded Green Bay Packers with Roquan Smith, Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, Eddie Goldman.
Oh, my God.
Kyle Fuller, Jackson, Amos. This if you aren't watching this game in America, I don't know. I have to check your man card or your fan card because this is going to be the most watched television show, I believe, in the past year. This is going to be huge. It's just taken on a life of its own. And we haven't even talked about guys like Trey Burton, Mitch, Jordan Howard coming into Lambeau. I'm ready. We've been talking about it all offseason. They don't know what they're in for. Bears fans better be ready.
Thank you to Kieran Hall for pointing out that Derek Carr is not a very happy man. He just tweeted, no way.
Whoops.
Aw, poor baby.
Oh, man. This is unbelievable. I got to tell you, what are we going to do here, fellas? We are, what, an hour and 15 minutes in. We could stay a little while longer. We can come.
You want to answer some questions from them real quick?
Yeah, let me solicit some questions.
Let's get into it. Let's get some of you guys, what your thoughts are. Throw some questions at us and
I got about 15 minutes, guys, and I got
there. You go.
All right, 15 minutes. We're gonna go 90
Put
minutes today. Let's see. I'm gonna read some material from the chat room. Hair Bears just said so. The Packers wanted Kyle Fuller, Vic Fangio, and Khalil Mack, and now they're all Bears.
Love it.
That's what Shane said. Pay attention.
Hair Bear goes on to say, Ryan Pace may be the biggest Packer cock blocker of all time.
Yes. That is a great. You should tweet that out so I can retweet it.
I got it. Chris Armstrong says, what are your expectations for interceptions this season? Great question.
Oh,
Phil, what do you
good
say?
Question. That's a deep thought.
Prince might actually get one now.
That is a deep thought. Phil, what do you think?
You know what? It's Chris, great question, and it really is something that has to be talked about. I don't know where we were in regards to that, because I don't think we – I know we were having Brett Maley on and doing some prop bets coming up on 100 Proof in the next couple of weeks. But that's got to be in there, because where was the, you know, the gauge set prior to him? I think you're looking at 8 to 10 more turnovers in the interception department than where you were sitting with a returning defensive coordinator, an improved defense that you kept together with the corners re-signing as well as the defensive players, and now you're adding somebody else who disrupts the passing game. He's going to make pressures on the quarterback as well and also take double teams, so it's going to free up your boys, Hakeem Hicks and company. So even if they don't get home and they're throwing off time, having corners and safeties that are going to take the football away is going to go up, Chris. So great question. My answer is absolutely just double it.
Hey, Phil, we got on to your one point. We have a tweet from Charles Leno. On repeat all day. You think I'm playing? Check my Instagram story. And on repeat all day is Return of the Bat.
Yes, Charles.
Bears players are starting to chime in now when they're waking up to this news. So
I think Charles is in the chat room hidden as a guest, although.
I hear you. Somebody in the chat room, and I just lost it. I'm sorry, but somebody said that remember that a lot of people want Ryan Pace fired. Now he's in contention to be the general manager of the year based on this draft, based on this acquisition. Yeah, we've got a full season ahead to see what the results are of all of these moves by Ryan Pace. But right now, it definitely looks like no one has had a better season preparing, a better time preparing for the 2018 season than general manager Ryan Pace. There is no doubt about it. Badge 40 wants to know, what's the sack totals for this defense? We got to look up what the record is for sacks in a season. Because maybe the Bears are in contention. Maybe not, but it's definitely a goal. What do you think, Shane? How many sacks is this team gonna go? We got to do when we have Brett Maley on next week. We're gonna do like a proposition bet show. Brett is out in Las Vegas, and he Bears Girl is telling me it's two while I'm talking.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Thank you. Sorry. And so we're going to go over all of these prop bets. And so that will be one we'll talk about, how many sacks for the entire season. So, Shane, what do you think? Are we looking at 70 total sacks?
Hey, I'll sign up for that. all day long. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm not sure about the overall number, but I think you have to start double-digit sacks from Floyd and from Khalil Mack, you know, and I'd even put Roquan up in the 7 to 8 range coming from the middle. Phil, do you think that's out of touch?
No, remember last week with Schofield, we were talking about sack numbers. He was taking Barfly questions about Roquan, and to Shane's point, this is a closer. He did it in college, but he was asked to cover a lot, but he's so explosive. Shane, 8 sacks from this kid now, where I thought that would be a spectacular year, I think was my quote. If he got 8, it was kind of like, I'm thinking 5 would be tremendous. 8 would be spectacular. Now, there's no doubt because of the edges coming and quarterbacks having to step up and Vic being more aggressive because of those corners that he believed in. Guys, it's not out of the realm that Roquan comes away with a spectacular number if he's healthy. 8 sacks. And that doesn't even skip over a kid like Kwiatkowski, who's shown a tendency to destroy backfield, you know, running backs and get in there and cause conflict. So what the linebackers can do inside with aggressiveness is just as much affected by the pass rush presence of Mack as Leonard Floyd is.
Hey, one of the most negative Chicago Bears beat guys out there, Dan Weider, Danny Zetterman just tweeted out, the Khalil Mack trade just keeps on giving. Let us not forget that Dan Weider promised Carmen DeFalco and Yurko that if the Bears made a trade for Khalil Mack, he would do a show shirtless in the State Street Studios in December. You better get in shape, Dan.
Good.
Airjer wants to know, what are your thoughts on Ryan Pace dragging his fat, hairy nutsack across the NFC? Chris Trier says, is John Gruden now the front runner for Coach of the Year? He has my vote. And Kieran
Hall. He gets our vote.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I'm voting for him for Executive of the Year.
Really. And Kieran says, can we all agree that John Gruden is now a genius? How about it? Raiders fans have got to be planning to hang John Gruden, Chucky Dowse, and effigy, because this is not the way to come back into a franchise and endear yourself to the fan base. You have to be able to get along with your star pass rusher. You have to put all the bickering aside. Don't feel disrespected because the guy didn't come to your practices. You got to get a deal done and not give away the elite pass rusher in the NFL. Bobby Phelan says, for all these guys now hating and saying Mac isn't ready because he didn't play preseason, GTFOH, Danny Trevathan didn't play any preseason last year. Yeah, this is not an issue. This is not an issue. This is Khalil Mack. Here's some raw meat. Now go out there and get the quarterback.
Exactly. You got one job to do. That's what we said at the top of the show, to Bobby's point. Guy, bloggers, please get your stuff together. Pack up. Take a break for today. Come back and realize that this position, you're about one thing. He's already polished. He's not coming in as a rookie trying to learn and has a ton of potential. This guy's polished as they come, an aggressive pass rusher who has the ability to do it, that can go out there tomorrow and go at it with Charles Leno and make Leno's life a living hell. So Leno's pumped up return of the Mac because he doesn't have to face this guy anymore in this league, because that's how good he is, and he will be out there Sunday night without a doubt. Now, I got a question that came to me via text from a college football coach. Wanted to know from Shane and Aldo, what does this do to the outside linebacker position of players like Isaiah Irving?
Excellent question.
Aaron Lynch, and, you know, Edebale, even though he got hurt. He wants to know, what do you think happens at that position, and how many outside linebackers do the Bears keep?
It takes pressure off these unknowns and Irving and guys like that to have to go out there week one and make plays. You know, a guy like Irving, you can bring along. And I mean, this may push Kylie Fitz, you know, onto the practice squad, or an Isaiah Irving onto the practice squad, however this shapes up, because we haven't even gotten to the waiver wire portion of it either. So, I mean, I think that's Isaiah Irving, and a guy like that goes from needing to be a contributor to being a strictly spot player or a guy that you're just going to groom and hope you can sneak through onto the practice squad.
Yep. All right, we're going to close the show with Bears Girl giving some shout-outs to people who have been doing some shopping. Bears Girl, come on in.
The orders are coming in, and they're coming in hot. Chris Sandin has placed an order. Thank you. B. Diddy Brian Quinn has placed an order. Thank you. Tyler Ellis, thank you. Niall Inglis, thank you. Justin M. Littow, thank you. And I've already mentioned Johnny Luna, Ryan Badgley, Chrissy Armstrong, and Sandy Tom across the pond.
Love him.
And thank you, Bears Girl, and Mr. Gato. Jake, he's been doing such a wonderful job with all the technical stuff involved in getting this swag shop open. You guys have been the best. Draft Dr. Phil, Shane Marsaw. This is a historic day in Chicago Bears history. I want your final thoughts before we turn off the machine here and go back to monitoring Bears roster changes for the day. We'll be updating people throughout the day on Twitter at Bears Barroom. And if anything dramatic happens, you better believe we'll be back here on MixLR.com. Phil, let me begin with, well, actually, let me begin with Shane, his final thought, because I know he needs to run.
Yeah.
Well, there's to me, there's no negative with this. This is one of the youngest teams in the NFL, Phil. We've talked about it. A little bit of confidence can spread like wildfire. You see plays being made. We talk about even a guy like Kevin White. You go out there and make a play, and it can, you can stack that momentum. These young players see Ryan Pace step up to the plate. The Bears organization that they're playing for, step up, make this trade. It's going to give the entire team confidence. It's going to spread like wildfire in the offense and the defense. And at the end of the day, that's all you can really hope for heading into our rivalry week versus Green Bay, having all of this confidence bubbling over. It's fantastic. Charlie Castle just sent out a tweet. I love the Bears' move to get Khalil Mack. He's better than any player the Bears can get in next year's draft. And since they're not paying big money for a quarterback, they can definitely afford it. And that's exactly what this is all about. The Bears have one of the premier defensive talents in all of football. And we didn't have that 12 hours ago. Now we do. And it's, now we regulators unite and we go.
Wow.
Shane, go take care of business. Say hello to Shane, your lovely family. Thank you very much for jumping on. Draft Dr. Phil, take it away.
Guys, I can't even top what Shane said. I can't top how I feel at the beginning of the show, the end of the show. Bears Girl, you brought it today. Shout out to you and the work that you put in for the swag shop and the bar flies and the listeners. This is an epic moment in my life, shared with you guys, because I love this network. I love my guy Aldo Gandia, and I love all of you. That's not blowing smoke. That's the reality. I put my heart and soul. If you can't feel my presence, I don't know what to tell you. Go to another network or another blog, because I absolutely love what we're doing here and where we are with this football team. The life force that is this show is that team in navy blue and orange, and they just did something so big, so industrious for the game of football in the city of Chicago. They got a superstar. They got a face of the franchise like a Brian Urlacher was, now in the building. 52 shirts are going to be all over the place in the next 7 hours, because this guy's presence is going to be felt throughout this franchise. And the last thing, I sit on my knees today before we leave, because I'm worried, Aldo. I'm really scared. I want to see two guys on the roster. And you guys know where I'm going, I think. I believe you know. Number 69, Rashad Coward. I just want to see him out there. I think he's a young, ascending football player that could be a piece of the puzzle. And then I want to see my boy, number 35, Ryan Nall. He's got to be on this roster to complete what has been the most epic day for me in Chicago and the Bears in a long time. I'm sitting now on my knees here in Connecticut saying, please, Ryan, do us the favor and the liberty of keeping these young players and define this franchise going forward with what you've done so far. It's been tremendous. I thank you all for coming on. I thank you, Aldo, for having the presence of mind to bring us together. I put my family aside for this because this was just so exciting and everyone knows it. So everybody, start buying that swag. BG, thank you. And Barflies unite.
Awesome. Well done, Phil. BG, you got one last thought?
I do. So you guys were clamoring for Ryan Pace to get Khalil Mack. He did that. You guys were clamoring for the Barroom crew to get on the air live tonight. We did that. You were clamoring for this swag, and we just opened. So do us a solid. Go check it out and buy your favorite thing. That's
awesome. Well done, Bears girl. And I want to give a shout out to my brother, Harry. He phones me while I'm sleeping, and I just ignore it. I say, Harry, I'm not going to pick up the phone. And all of a sudden, my cell phone starts ringing, and I read it, his text. He goes, dude, Bears just got Mac. Go to work. And so I jumped out of bed and I started getting dressed, put some coffee on, got on our Slack, which is how we communicate. All our barroom employees communicate, and these guys were already on talking stuff, and boom, we got to work, and this is all possible because of Draft Dr. Phil, Shane Marsall, Bears Girl, all of the other people involved in our enterprise, Bears Barroom. Couldn't have happened without everybody. It's a family. It really does take a village. It does. Yes. I don't care what political persuasion you are from. It does take a village. Take care, everybody. No. And remember, if you drink, please do not drive. And always, bear down.
Bear down.